Hello friends, today we are going to see investment management 1, in that part 2. We have seen earlier part 1. Part 1 was focusing upon what is investment, different types of investment in shares and etc. things. In part 2, we are going to see some things about or understanding about how amount of investment is decided. Like for example, you make some money. You have got 50,000 rupees. Now, from 50,000, what you make as a salary from in your pocket, from that, how much should you invest? This question always crops up in everyone's mind. So, in this chapter, we will also understand how amount of investment is decided, what types of shares to buy with this amount. So, with the given amount, what types of shares you should buy, and finally, fundamentals of investment and guidelines for investment. So all these four parameters will be covered under part 2. Hope you would have an exciting time understanding with me or interacting with me. Part 2, wherein all these question answers would come up to you and you will be able to take a decision about taking the investment little more ahead and would want to honestly start investment. So in this part, we will again I repeat, we will see how amount of investment is decided. We'll also take care about types of shares to buy, fundamentals of investment, and finally, guidelines for investment. So all these things will appear in this part 2. Let us start with the first topic in part 2, which is also our chapter number 5 of this particular subject. Chapter number 5 is called as investing in shares with regards to personal considerations. So as far as investment in shares is concerned, what are the personal considerations? Someone would have the consideration of investing in not in shares but investing in something else. Someone would have other considerations. Someone would have considerations with investment in property. So every individual would have a different perception and different considerations for investment. So in this chapter, we will see different considerations based on which an investor should take a decision while investing in shares. Let us go ahead in detail and check out what are the investment. Now, before I go ahead and explain, I want to request you all to have a pen, paper, and a calculator ready with you all so that you can practically calculate and identify how much amount of share, how much amount of money out of your earnings you should invest and where should you invest, what should you invest, what are the basic parameters, and all those things we'll see in detail over here. In this part, we'll see how much of earnings to invest and the kinds of shares to buy. Let us go ahead and see. Now, as far as personal consideration is concerned, you need to follow this chart. You need to quickly draw this chart in your books, starting with total annual earnings, less expenses on first item is food, housing, education, other necessities. After that, you have got balance, whatever the amount you will get. So you will start like this. Now, let us take an example. For example, your monthly earning is of 15,000 rupees a month. If you calculate it with 12 months, your total annual earnings would be 1,80,000 rupees. In the outer column, it should appear. From 1,80,000, annually you spend expenses on food, say for example, 50,000. So your expense on food is 50,000. Housing would be more 20,000 as a rent you are paying because you are staying in paying guest or something like that. To 20,000. Education, maybe for example, around more 20,000. I'm just giving a hypothetical case. And then finally, other necessities. So all these things rounds up to approximately something around 1,50,000. After your earnings, your total annual earnings was 1,80,000, and your all these expenses are rounded up to how much? 1,50,000. Now balance will be left with 30,000. Everyone is getting what I explained so far. I can give some higher figures also. That is not a problem. But my only motive to tell you all is what? That this is the basic structure based on which you or a person, as far as his personal considerations are concerned, should plan its investment. How we are starting? First, for a person who has to plan investment, he or she needs to calculate what is the annual earnings of his or her. So say for example, your personal annual earnings is with the rate of 25,000 a salary or 50,000 a salary, whatever amount of earnings you would have annually, what you earn, you'll have to write down over here in this box. Then calculate the expenses what you incur on food. Food may be 5,000, 10,000, 15,000 a month. So multiplying in bracket writing over here, write down that amount over here. Housing, if you are paying, staying in a rented house, how much is the rent you are paying? Or if you are staying in your own house, what is the maintenance cost you are paying for that house? So write down in that bracket over here and write down in the outer column. Next is education. If your family members are studying or you yourself are studying, in the bracket write down what is the amount of education you incur, I mean expense on education you incur. That in the outside column. And other necessities. Other necessities can be something with regards to insurance premium you might be paying, or maybe for matter of fact, you would be paying for medicines or for your leisure, sports, for your personal needs, wants, something like that. So you will add on that amount over here. After deducting the annual earnings, taking annual earnings and deducting all this expense, the balance figure you will get. Then, from the balance figure, what is the thumb rule for investment? The thumb rule for investment is first savings in fixed returns. Remember always, first whatever you earn should be invested in fixed returns. What do you mean by fixed returns? That investment which will fetch you or which will compulsory give you fixed returns. Irrespective of market going up and down, irrespective of problems to the company, irrespective of any kind of issues happening to the company, you will, as a company, invest in this fixed returns. That is the first thing you will do. First savings in fixed returns. After you have saved in fixed returns, the next thing is you need to invest in shares. So shares always comes the second option, not the first option. So if you are a first time investor, you have collected some, accumulated some amount of money and you want to invest. First, you will invest in what? You will invest in savings. And second, you will invest in shares. Then the next question would be on your mind, sir, how much should I invest in shares and how much should I invest in fixed returns? Should I invest maximum in fixed returns or minimum in shares? What should be the combination? You have told that you should invest in fixed returns and shares. Agreed, understood, great. But how much in fixed returns and how much in shares? Who will answer this question? Great. Let me explain you with the help of a model. We have got this model based on which we will decide how much to invest in fixed returns and how much to invest in the shares. Now, let me give you an example. If you are a bachelor or a spinster or in start of your career, what should happen with your earnings? Whatever you earn, minor amount of poor amount of money should be invested in fixed returns. Getting my point? Say for example, you made 1 lakh rupees as savings. 1 lakh rupees you have accumulated. Now from 1 lakh rupees, what you would do? Minor could be 20% of your earnings or 30%. So this 20% of 1 lakh, 20,000 or 30,000 should be part of fixed returns. And major amount of money should be invested in what? Shares. Absolutely correct. Major should get invested in what? Shares. Similarly, if you are married with children, so if you are married and you have got couple of children, and if you have got a situation where you have to take care of your children who are in the tenderly age growing, then half of your earnings should be passed off fixed part of fixed returns, and the remaining half should be passed a part of shares. Very good. Finally, if you are a retired person, if you are in the stage of retiring and you are going to just hang up your boots because you have done a lot of work and you are in that stage and that age and now you want to relax, then your major amount of savings should be in fixed returns. Remember, friends, when you are in retiring age, your major amount of money should be in where? Fixed returns. And minor amount of money should be in investment in shares. So based on these two parameters, friends, you should think about investment. But trust me, friends, investment is very, very, very important. I am convinced personally with my body, heart, mind and soul, all the four parameters, I am convinced that investment is a must. And but in what way? You do not require lakhs and crores of rupees to invest. You can start investing with a tender amount of 1,000 rupees also. If you have decided, then only you can invest. But remember, investment has to be respected as investment and not understood as what? Great, what you have now understood directly, that is trading. So investment, as I just explained in the last slide, How will you decide how much to invest? First, you will annual earnings, take out all the expenses, and then whatever balance is there, you should first invest in, save for fixed returns and then investment in shares. Yes, come again. Wow, we have got this person whose name is Akash. Akash tells me, sir, what if my earnings are less as compared to my expense? Akash tells me, sir, I earn 5 lakh rupees and my expense is 7 lakh rupees. Then I cannot invest. Akash, what you need to do, you know, you need to work hard and increase your earnings. You cannot sit on just relax. My earnings is less and my expense is more. Brother, if your in earnings is less and your expense is more, you are in a very dangerous situation. You have to either pump in more hours of working and do something to make sure that you are above your expense. Otherwise, you will not be able to break even. Hence, earnings should be always more as compared to your expense. After this, you need to first save your money for fixed returns and then investment in shares. The question was, after reading this slide, how much in shares and how much in fixed returns? It was clear over here that if you are in bachelor's or spinsters or start of your career, minor in fixed, major in shares. If you are in married with children, you have half in fixed, half in shares. But if you are a retired person, then major should be in fixed returns and minor should be in shares. I hope everyone is clear so far with this part. Great, super. Hats off to you all if you understood this part. Now let us go ahead and see the next learning objective of this chapter. What kind of shares that one should buy? If you as an individual is there, and what kind of shares you should buy? If you want higher returns, you must be ready to take greater risk. We all know that risk and return has got four combinations. Risk and return has got four combinations, and the four combinations are high risk, high return, low risk, low return, high risk, low return, and low risk, high return. Which is the best combination in the given four? Can someone tell me? I'll repeat again all the options. First is high risk, high return. Second is low risk, low return. Third is high risk, low return. And the fourth option is low risk, high return. Which is the best? Very good, true, very good, correct. That is low risk, high return, the option number four. Great. But if you want high returns, you must be ready to take greater risks or higher risk. Once you decide your risk return appetite, then you can go ahead with the combination. What you need to do, buy the shares. Say, for example, your objective or your purpose is high risk, high return, then buy the shares of company after you know all about it. So when your objective is like this, then buy the shares of the companies after you have known all the information about that company, and aim at blend of long-term investment and short-term gains. So aim for situations where the company is having a long-term running objective and short-term gains. So you invest in such companies wherein you are going to invest and wait for a few years with at regular intervals you should get some returns. So which are the companies that offer you that kind of offer? Invest in such kind of companies. So based on what your risk appetite, you need to go ahead with this combination. Next, define your priorities. Check out what is your priority. Is your priority capital appreciation? Is your priority safety, income? What is your priority? Whatever is your priority, based on that, build up a strategy. I repeat once again, you have to define your priorities. Your priority may be capital appreciation, your priority may be safety, your priority may be income. So whatever your priority is, based on that, you build up your strategy. If your priority is capital appreciation, if you want your money should grow, then invest in such companies, you invest and then forget. If your priority is safety, then invest in fixed income securities. And if your priority is income, invest in the average of both of them. Then you might get income. At the same time, your money will be safe and capital appreciation is also guaranteed. So such kind of companies are basically to be invested. That is the way you will define your priorities. So if I have to sum up the whole chapter, what I can inform and what I can discuss and what I have to tell you all is that, friends, investment based on personal considerations, only you can do it. I can just explain, I can just express, I can just tell you a lot of things about what you need to invest, how, but no one can push you to invest till the time you push yourself. Remember, friends, it does not require rocket science to investment. It does not require to have millions and billions of rupees or dollars to invest. It just requires two things. First is sincerity of investment, and second is regularity. If you are sincere and regular, then you also can build up a huge empire for what many investors have done. So based on all these things, check out what is your earnings, deduct your expenses. You will come to know what is the balancing figure and in what risk appetite zone you are. You need to define and divide accordingly and invest. I had a good time explaining you, my dear friends, this chapter and this topic. Hope you had a good time understanding this chapter and topic from me. In part two, what we have seen is just a glimpse of investment in shares and the different parameters. I'll see you all with the next chapter, which is going to be a more interesting one over a period of time. That's all from my side. Thank you.